Country Gauntlet, the semifinals. Today I have my dear friend, second appearance on the podcast, Erica Bacon and Braids. I feel like every time I'm like, yeah, my friend Erica, and then I'm like Bacon and Braids after.
That's the goal. That's why I picked that name, because I was like, I want people to call me that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like, when people say like, oh, there's Bacon and Braids, I feel cool.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
And you got the good braids going on. Like when I saw you, was it 2 weekends ago?
Yeah.
We went to Rococo's for their preview dinner. Shout out to Rococo's. But she came in and she had like a braid on the top of her head and like another type of braid. And I was like, oh my gosh. She was like, yes, I'm Bacon and Braids. Yeah. It was amazing.
Every time I go to like any restaurant opening or like some food event, I like wear braids.
Cause good.
I'm like, this has to be my thing. Like,
yeah.
I gotta commit to it. So plus if I'm ever in some place really loud and I say, I have a blog called Bacon and Braids, and they go, what? I go, bacon, and then I point to my hair, and I go, you know, braids.
See, that's a
so
good...
it works out.
That's a good idea. I went with Erica and her boyfriend to Che a couple weekends ago, too, and it was awesome, because, like, we were like, okay, see you over easy in Bacon and Braids.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't know that when we went there, but she was, like, taking pics, and we had a great time, so... She's an Instagram. If you haven't listened to the episode that she's on, what did we talk about? We just talked about random stuff, I think.
Yeah.
We talked about her Instagram account and all sorts of like new restaurants and things like that. So is there any restaurant that you've been to recently that you were like, okay, this is awesome?
Yeah, I went to the opening of Goro Ramen.
Okay.
And the name has another word at the... It's like Izayaka, or anyways, another Japanese word at the end of it.
Okay.
So it's a ramen house in the Plaza District. So it's right next to the Mule.
Mm-hmm.
It just opened a couple weekends ago. And
is it in the same building as the Mule?
No, it's like they're separate buildings. There's a little alleyway in between that's like a little patio.
Okay.
So it's in a bright green building. Like if you're looking at the Mule from 16th Street, it's to the left of it.
Okay.
And so
okay.
It's painted bright green, so you can't miss it. But yeah, I went to their soft opening a few weeks ago, and they had a little, I don't know if their full menu is bigger or smaller than the menu that we could choose from, but mm-hmm. we had a couple drinks, and we got to try a lot of different things. They have these little corn fritters.
That sounds good.
That are like, I mean, it's one of the best appetizers I've ever had.
Okay.
So it's like these little deep fried tempura corn, sweet corn fritters
mm-hmm.
with a spicy sauce on top. That was delicious. I'm honestly not a huge ramen fan
mm-hmm.
usually, like
yeah.
I don't go out of my way to eat ramen or pho
mm-hmm.
but I was invited to this, so I went, and it was so good.
I'm gonna have to try it. I don't make my way to the